From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. It's been 1 year and 21 days since Governor J.B. Pritzker ordered schools closed across Illinois in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. And for many Illinois school children, the days before were the last time they saw a teacher face-to-face. Many are still being educated at their kitchen tables, interacting with educators through screens on laptops. Meanwhile, last week, Governor Pritzker announced $7 billion of federal money through the American Rescue Plan Act that will be distributed over 3 years for kindergarten through secondary education in Illinois. Along with the money, the governor also announced 4 initiatives intended to help make up for the effects of the pandemic on students, teachers, and parents. Joining us now to discuss the plan and the state of our schools in Illinois in general is Jesse Ruiz. He's Illinois' deputy governor for education. He's also an attorney, former chairman of the State Board of Education, and former vice president of the Chicago Board of Education. Deputy Governor Ruiz, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation. If you have a question about Illinois schools or anything related to education policy in Illinois, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. Deputy Governor Ruiz, I want to begin with the governor's announcement. I mentioned it a moment ago of $7 billion over 3 years. This is federal money through the American Rescue Plan Act. What does this mean for Illinois schools?
It means the resources necessary to bring students back safely for in-person instruction. A number of districts have already achieved that and been able to do that, but not all districts are built equally. We've got 852 districts in the state of Illinois with varying physical footprints and school buildings that allow them to have students back safely and different level of resources. So this provides the resources so everybody first and foremost can do that, and then address the gaps that may have occurred because of remote instruction. It was amazing what educators and administrators did across our state to quickly pivot last March when everybody had to move to remote instruction without trying to miss a beat. But yet we know some beats were missed, and some students did well with remote instruction. Other students wasn't as ideal as in-person instruction. So we're going to have those issues addressed, and where there may be gaps, quickly try to close those gaps. And that's where the governor's announcement of the P20 Council, the state's P20 Council, resource guide comes to help guide districts with the use of those funds to address those needs.
Yeah, and I want to come back to some of the specific initiatives the governor has to help make up those gaps and that the P20 resource guide. But let's talk about the allocation of the money. You mentioned not all districts are built equally. Some of them are much more reliant on the state versus property taxes. Others have a lot more of a wealthy tax base, shopping malls, industry, that sort of thing in their districts.
Correct.
How is this federal money going to be allocated?
It is directed by the federal government largely, and again, it's $2.2 billion actually comes from the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Act, which was passed recent American Rescue Plan that was passed this past March, and so that's where you get the combined $7 billion of funds that are being released to districts. 90% of that money goes directly to that's designated by the federal government. And so it goes according to Title I populations of districts. There's a few districts in Illinois, because they have such low population of Title I students, that wouldn't receive an allocation. And the State Board of Education, that is given a 9.5% allocation of those total funds. From those funds, they then give those districts an allocation so that they have the resources necessary.
Okay, Deputy Governor, we seem to be having some trouble with your cell phone connection. I understand you are traveling and calling us. Sorry, Deputy Governor, to interrupt you. We seem to be having some trouble with your cell phone connection there. I don't know if you can move a little closer to a window. I understand you're traveling today, and I appreciate you taking the time to connect with us. Let me just then ask you then, so we've been talking about the funding. Let's move now to the governor's announced this 4 initiatives to, as he put it, overcome the pandemic's effects on our students, on our parents, and on our educators. Before we get into the specifics of that, just can you talk in general, how concerned are you about the pandemic's short-term and long-term effects on educating Illinois students? How long is it going to take those who have struggled with remote learning to catch up?
Well, it will vary, and the answer simply is very concerned, and that's why we asked the P20 Council to refocus its efforts last fall, and this has been a six-month body of work to look at the various issues across our states, to seek input from hundreds of educators and superintendents, teachers, parents, and students across the state from preschool through higher education so that we can address the needs that exist. And they will vary from academic recovery to social emotional learning supports that students will need. And so they pivoted and quickly put together this resource guide to help guide those districts in what they can quickly do with the funds. The funds are helpful, but only if you can direct them and put them to work in the right ways. And so we had a lot of great thought leadership from the P20 Council that will help with 12 key recommendations. And then the state, as you noted, standing up 4 state-led initiatives that will be available to all districts in all schools and all families to help get their students back and recover what other learning opportunities may have been lost and provide the social emotional supports that students may need. And those are having an interim assessment. This isn't high stakes testing. This is something that every district will have next fall so that we can see where students are at. We can just simply find out exactly where students are at so we can meet the individual needs of students, providing high impact tutoring. So that, again, if there is any need for additional time on task, we can have tutors help students achieve that learning that may have been missed. And then, having bridge programs to help students successfully transfer from either preschool to kindergarten, from middle school to high school, from high school to higher education. And then lastly, a network of providing trauma-informed social-emotional professional development for all districts and educators. We're doing that in partnership with Lurie Children's Hospital and other medical providers who will help train, in essence, a train-the-trainer model across all districts so that students can receive that support.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Deputy Governor Jesse Ruiz, who is Governor J.B. Pritzker's top aide for education administration in Illinois. And Deputy Governor, we've been talking about some of the initiatives. You mentioned this high impact tutoring, social emotional learning assessments to help gauge where students are at. I wanted to ask you, it's been reported there's been a drop in enrollment this year by nearly 2%, almost 36,000 children. Steepest declines are in the kindergarten age group cohort. How concerned are you about that, and are you confident that the numbers will rebound next fall?
Well, we're concerned, and that's one of the efforts that we're doing. We're actually doing in early childhood and in preschool, we've actually seen drops as well. And remote learning was not ideal for our youngest learners. High school students fared better, obviously university students as well, but our youngest students, remote learning is just not as a great experience as in-person instruction. And so some parents chose, in essence, to not begin kindergarten this past year and will begin next year. It's going to create a bubble, obviously, with more students in enrolling, hopefully, next year. So we expect to get that back, but we're not going to stand by and not pursue that a vigorous enrollment and recruitment strategy as well. And so that's, again, something that we're engaging in as well.
Yeah, as somebody who tried to get a first grader and a 4-year-old preschooler on Zoom last spring, I definitely feel what you're talking about there. You know, last summer when the Pritzker administration announced its back-to-school guidelines, again, this is much earlier in the pandemic, the State Board of Education said it, quote, strongly encourages schools and districts to provide in-person instruction for all students, especially those under age 13, to ensure children have rich instructional environments. Again, that was last June. Why do you think so many schools were slow to heed that encouragement from the state?
Well, if you recall, in fact, that guide came out on June 23rd of 2020, and there's been another recent update to that guide in March. Obviously, we've had some surges with the coronavirus spread in between those two time periods. And so communities, rightfully so, and school districts and administrators cautiously return students. And again, some had the space to spread out and have adequate social distancing and to have enhanced sanitation measures and all the PPE they needed and could have self-monitoring of temperature and all the other precautionary measures that were advised. And other districts just weren't able to do that. And so, again, it varies. Currently, we have about 45% of our districts across our state who are providing in-person instruction or hybrid instruction, actually in-person, and then 95% are either in-person or hybrid. But again, some hybrid models vary and the number of days students are actually in class. And we're hoping, although we're still worried about the variants that are appearing in our state and contributing to rise and even, in fact, rise amongst younger patients, we're noting of late. So that's a concern, but we're hoping everybody gets vaccinated. And we're also supporting districts with the new University of Illinois Shield test and making sure that if they want to introduce testing regimen in their schools, they can also use that to help students return safely.
Some people, though, as you know, have blamed teachers' unions for obstructing a return to in-person instruction. They've said, you know, other essential workers were back at their posts in hospitals and fire stations and grocery stores, and teachers should have been back in the classrooms as well earlier. What do you think of that critique?
Well, I don't second guess 852 different collective bargaining units and the concern that teachers have for the safety of their students. And their colleagues. And so each district made that individual decision. That's why teachers were also given priority in the vaccination rollout. And so now that teachers are becoming vaccinated, and even as we move next week, where students, high school students at the age of 16 and above will now be eligible to be vaccinated, that we hope that allows more and more people to come back safely and accelerate a return to in-person instruction, which, since last year, we have at the state and at the State Board of Education strongly encouraged that districts do all they can to return students to in-person instruction.
Just a few minutes remaining in our conversation. In the time we have left, I want to ask you, you co-chair a commission that the governor appointed in 2019. It's called the Governor's Commission on Equitable Early Childhood Education and Care Funding. It looked at a number of things that need to be addressed, including the agencies that fund program, educator pay, equity of services around the state. I don't know that we have time for a full survey of all that, but maybe you can just talk about early education funding. What are some of the changes that need to happen there?
Well, there are three recommendations that came out of that report that the governor received last week, and he'll be talking more about that further. But obviously, it's the foundation of a great education. The governor, in his private life prior to becoming governor, was a champion of early childhood education in his own philanthropic activities and focus, and this is something that's near and dear to his heart, and Governor Pritzker truly gets it, and thus he put this commission in motion, and the recommendations are to advance equity and equality by having a more robust long-term funding goal, and so that has been set forth to coordinate all the funding streams, both between federal funding streams and Head Start, and the various funding streams that exist now between the Department of Human Services and the Illinois State Board of Education. And because we have various funding streams, to centralize those funding streams, either in one agency or perhaps even a new agency that's dedicated to early childhood and children. And so the governor's received those recommendations. I'm sure I'm gonna be tasked with moving forward on some of these. In fact, he's already announced in his budget address that he's moving forward in creating regional and community systems of support. It'll be approximately 38 offices across the state will help recruit students and pair families with the resources that sometimes get underutilized. And we can have the capacity, but we got to have it utilized and have all families enroll their children in early childhood programs, especially those families who might come from disadvantaged backgrounds. We want to make sure that they're getting access to these opportunities.
Just about a minute left, Deputy Governor Jesse Ruiz. Let's take a step back, zoom out. As more and more Illinoisans are getting vaccinated and we look ahead to the next school year, this coming fall, what is your hope for what you want to see?
Well, that we get back to 100% in-person instruction, that we use the resources that the federal government has provided and the state has provided, and make sure we come back reinvigorated and recognizing, though, that we've been through an incredible challenge across our education system and to our families and our students across the state, and that we've got some work to do to address those challenges, but hopefully that we come back safely with most of our Illinoisans vaccinated, and we can get back to our lives as normal. There may be some enhanced sanitation protocols that continue to live with us, but I think we'll be in healthier school environments as a result, and we focus on the recovery efforts, which could be several years of focus in the next few years.
Jesse Ruiz is the Deputy Governor of Illinois for Education. Deputy Governor Ruiz, thank you for taking the time to be with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me.
More to come after a short break. We are going to be talking about a program that connects students in Illinois with those in Oklahoma to talk about their community's shared history, their common history with racial violence. That conversation coming up after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.